Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're talking about System 2010. Should you come? Should you not come? What should you do? What will you get when you do come? And who is this seminar right for, and who is this seminar not right for? And let me tell you right off the bat, I don't know if this seminar is right for you. I really don't. I really don't. That's why we put so much effort into putting out lots and lots of material from our faculty. No holds barred. We teach as much as we possibly can on those telephone conference calls so that you can not only get a leg up on knowing what's going on in the industry and get some tips and techniques you can use right away, but also understand the level that we teach at. So we've done our part, and we've showed you what we know, and we've talked to you about what we're going to be covering in Chicago. And so now it's decision time and decisions, you know. There comes a point when you've done all the reading and listening to teleseminars and thinking that you can do, and it's time to take some kind of action and make a decision. And being able to make a decision is really at the core of any program that's designing or preparing you for success in any field. It's all about decisions, doing your research, thinking things through, coming up with the right conclusion, making your decision, and taking your action. Every successful entrepreneur, whatever the field that you'll ever find, has got that down cold. And so today is decision time for you. Will you come to System Seminar 2010 or not? And again, I don't know about your particular case, but I want to lay out some possibilities for you to think about. Okay, if you're a beginner, you will benefit from the system seminar for no other reason than you'll be exposed to people who are in the business for real, not seminar hotshots, people who actually do this for a living. Some of these guys just don't appear in public. They don't teach. Here they are teaching. As a favor to me, based on our relationship of working for years. So this is a great way to see what the industry really is, not the fantasy, not the hot air, but the real industry. So that's a benefit to a beginner. However, I want to say this to beginners. We have a home study beginners training program. It was based on the original system seminar back in 2002, 2003. It's completely updated for 2010. If you are a beginner or somebody who's just finding their way, I urge you in the strongest possible terms to get the home study course, which is at smartbeginners.com, and work that through. That will give you the foundation you need to get the maximum benefit from the opportunity of spending days with some of the best internet marketing people on earth. And I got to be kind of hard here. If you're not willing to do the basic homework, the basic foundation work on your own, don't come to the system seminar. Okay, there's a million other seminars. They'll be glad to take your money. They'll be glad to pump you up on adrenaline and all that. We're not about that, right? We look at what we do as professional training. I've been doing internet marketing now on my own, online marketing, since 1993. I've been teaching it since 94. This is my career. This is my profession. I'm looking for fellow professionals. We love beginners. We welcome beginners. People like Perry Marshall and Yannick Silver and, you know, all these famous people. Now, they were beginners once, and they came to their first system seminar, and that's how they got on the road. So we love beginners and welcome beginners and expect great things of beginners, but I also expect beginners to come prepared. So if you're a beginner, that's fine. Make sure your mind's in the right place, and make sure you're willing to do the homework, which is to get smartbeginners.com, which we give, by the way, to all people who identify themselves as beginners before the seminar. Make sure you work through it entirely before you come to the seminar. You'll get so much more out of it. Now, what is a beginner? To me, I have a different description of a beginner than most people do. A beginner is somebody, obviously, who hasn't yet made any money on the internet at all. But I have a different, slightly more rigorous definition. If you haven't replaced your salaried income by internet marketing, I don't care how much you know. I don't care how knowledgeable you are. I don't care how many seminars you've been to. If you haven't done that thing yet, you're still a beginner. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a beginner. In fact, I think having a beginner's mind is probably the best thing you can do to succeed in any field. The people that run into trouble are people that think they know it all. So it's a wonderful thing to be a beginner, but I think a beginner is somebody that hasn't yet replaced their income. You're not full-time yet. Okay. I would also say a beginner is someone who can't see a clear path to creating a business that generates $1 million a year in sales. I'm not saying that you have to go through all the work and effort, and believe me, it is a lot of work and effort to generate a business, to create a business that generates $1 million a year in sales. But you should at least know the process, and you should know what the steps are, and you should know how to do it. Whether you decide to do it or not, that really is a lifestyle issue, because no matter what the, you know, I'll lay in the hammock and Aruba gurus tell you, to build a business that generates seven figures in income, you're going to be working like, you know, like you've never worked before. And you know what? You may not want to do that. You may just want to replace your income. You may just want to supplement your income. You know, again, these are things I can't possibly know about you, but you know about you. So that's a beginner. So beginners, yes, system seminar definitely from you. You're certainly welcome. We love our beginning students, but we do expect you to come prepared. Okay. This program is particularly good for what I call intermediate and advanced marketers. These are people who already get direct marketing. They already are doing internet marketing on a more or less full-time basis, preferably full-time. And you're stuck. You're making a certain amount of money, and you're spinning your wheels, and it may be good money. And you just need some, you know, new techniques for getting leads. You need some new techniques for converting the leads you've got. You need some vision for how to get to the next level in your business. And that's where we really, really shine. I don't care how sophisticated you are in internet marketing. I will guarantee that you will be at least dazzled and have your whole orientation towards your business change radically at least one time during the system seminar, whether you've been doing online marketing as long as me or not. We had a company last year in the UK. This is one of the biggest online companies in all of Europe, Paddy Power, which is an online betting service, which is legal in Europe, not over here in the U.S., but it's legal over there. These guys turn over $2 billion a year. They sent five people to our seminar. Why? Because they know when it comes to learning what the heck is really going on in internet marketing, not the smoke, not the hype, not the mirrors, smoke and mirrors, but what's really going on and what's really working, they come to the place where you get that information. We had a speaker last year from Google. In fact, the last 2 years we've had speakers from Google. I mean, imagine that. Think of all the seminars out there on internet marketing that you know of. How many do you know Google participates in, where Google actually sends its speakers to the event? So I asked this fellow, and in all sincerity, I said, look, you know, we run around putting a seminar on all year, and I would just love to go to a seminar as good as this somewhere else, where I could just sit in the audience and take notes and not have to worry about the AV or the coffee or all the other stuff that goes on at a seminar. Can you tell me one, someone that does it the way we do it at this level? And he said to me, I don't know any place you can go to get this information that you guys are sharing. Right? Now, I'm going to put a little addendum on that. We have one of our graduates and one of our faculty and one of our longtime colleagues, Perry Marshall, did a seminar recently, $5,000 in Maui, so, you know, and for advanced people only. That's the one exception I would say, okay? So if you can get to Maui and you have $5,000 and you can wait till next year, maybe you might want to go to that. But other than that, on this planet, the planet Earth, according to a guy whose job is to find seminars to speak at for Google, and who travels the country and is in connection with all the other Google people around the world who do the same, there is, in his opinion, nowhere else. And that's Trevor Claiborne, by the way, in case you want to look up his name. Trevor Claiborne, you can also see his report from our seminar last year. There's nothing like it. So if you think, oh, well, assistance for beginners and this, we are focused on fundamentals. Huh? We stick with the fundamentals. We stick with the basics. And then we're also, on the other side, making sure that we are on and ahead of the cutting edge. We've got those two focuses that's been our focus. This is the very beginning, and it continues to be our focus today. So yes, we're going to spend time reviewing the fundamentals. And you know what? I think anybody listening to this who's a real pro, who's making real money, knows that this is entirely a game of being rooted in the fundamentals. And as proof of that, we've got a guy speaking this year. I'm so happy that we pulled this off. It took a lot of work on my part. I hope you appreciate it. His name is Drayton Bird. He's just one of our speakers. Drayton has been doing high-level direct marketing, advertising, and campaign building for over 50 years. He built an agency in the UK that was so successful that when the ad legend David Ogilvy wanted to get into the UK market, the only logical course was to buy Drayton and his partners out. Drayton's book, Common Sense, Direct and Digital Marketing, is perennially the number one bestseller on that subject in the UK. And we're not talking about an e-book here. We're talking about a real book that came out, I think it's his 25th anniversary, and every year it's the number one book. Drayton and I love direct marketing. We love copywriting, and we're always talking about the basics, remembering the basics. So if you have ever hired a copywriter, if you are a copywriter, if you need copywriting for your business, if you don't yet understand how essential copywriting is for the success of your business and for the preservation and expansion of your income, Drayton Bird is probably the number one man on earth right now to get to see and to listen to. He doesn't come to these kinds of seminars very often. I don't know if he's ever been to one in the U.S. He comes to the U.S. for his own businesses, but as far as speaking at our seminar or an internet marketing seminar, this is a first. That's just one guy. If you're looking for people who are absolute gunslingers on the, you know, the high tech, you know, traffic generation, affiliate marketing, CPA marketing side of things, we've got system graduate Greg Davis, who can spend up to $50,000 a day of his own money on advertising. And if you can spend $50,000 a day and survive, it means you're making all your money back plus profit. Greg is one of the most, I don't know how to describe it, the guy is just smart. And he's very down to earth, and he's very practical, and he's very gifted at explaining complex things and making them accessible to everybody. And I'm very impressed by him, and I'm really glad to have met him this year. He's a real addition to what we do. And Greg is going to be talking about what he does, which is convert at an amazing rate. He's one of the best converters I've ever seen. He's got really, really deep insight into what makes a good ad and what doesn't. And he is going to be talking about things related to pay-per-click advertising and CPA and affiliate marketing and traffic generation and conversion and stats that you're just not going to hear very many places. And I say that because when I sit down and talk with him, I'm always amazed at what fresh insights he has into this whole thing and how useful those insights are. This is really an accomplished person, and we're really glad to have him on our faculty. Along the same lines, we have Ben Moskal. Whereas Greg deals with sort of mass market consumer type offers, Ben is tightly focused into a very specific niche, and in his case, that niche happens to be financial services. And his business, which is basically him, a little part-time help here and there, and some vendors, but it's basically him, generates over $1 million a year in commissions. And this is a guy that started with the system, got his education with the system, and is now coming back to teach. We also have, speaking of rocket science, for those who want to get into this on a deep level, we've got David Rothwell from the UK. David was one of the speakers at Perry Marshall's $5,000 seminar in Maui last month, where he shared some stuff that caused Perry and a whole bunch of other really smart internet marketers' jaws to drop. It's a thing called conversion optimization, and it's a service that Google offers that most people, and I mean by most, I mean about 99% of the people in internet marketing don't even know exists. And of that tiny percentage that even know it exists, almost nobody has cracked the code on how to use it and make it work. Well, David has, And this stuff is as hot and exciting and as important as the original AdWords program when it launched in 2002. And I don't say that lightly. It is absolutely groundbreaking stuff. And first people that got it were on the island of Maui a month ago. The second people they're going to get in the world are going to be the smart people who are in Chicago in 2010. So you can see that we believe in the fundamentals. We're going to stick to the fundamentals. We're going to stick to common sense. But we are also looking ahead, and we are ahead of the curve, and you will be ahead of the curve if you come to our seminar. There's a certain amount of progress you can make from reading and listening to teleseminars and trying things out on your own. And that's got to be part of your development program. You know, if you're not willing to read or listen or try things out, you know, what's the point? But to make really rapid, massive leaps in your progress, for me and for just about everybody that I know, you at some point in your career have to go somewhere and hang out with the people that are doing it for real. I can think of my case. The year was 1993, and I had just discovered computer bulletin boards. And I had started thinking about the potential of services like AOL and CompuServe. And I didn't have a lot of money to spare. And there was no real online marketing industry in 1993. You know, just go back and look. It was a pretty tiny, fragmented thing. But it caught my imagination. And I knew there was potential there. I knew that if direct marketing principles were applied to online media, that it was going to be absolutely explosive. So I did my research. I talked to people. I read things. I went online. I worked my fingers to the bloody bone, you know, trying to just understand this thing. And I kind of got it, but I didn't quite have enough to make the leap I needed to make. And then I discovered there was going to be a conference, and it was going to be in Colorado. I was living in San Francisco at the time. And it was a month away. And I thought, and it was, you know, for me at the time, 1993 was a lot of money. It was $1,000, plus I had to get myself, all the way there. And there was no industry. Remember, there was no industry. There was nobody making any money online. Nowhere. It didn't exist. So this was like a real huge leap. And all I was doing was I just wanted to be in the same building for a couple of days with people who actually did this for real. That's all I wanted. I wasn't even thinking about the educational sessions. I was just wanting to see how this whole thing worked and maybe talk to some real people. Well, I was kind of tortured over it. Do I spend this? Do I not? Is it worth it? And I got some encouragement from some important people in my life, which really helped. And I decided, okay, look, I'm just going to go and throw, you know, I know these guys know what they're doing, and now it's up to me to know, to, you know, go there and use my brain and just absorb everything I can and take full advantage of the opportunity. So I went, and I mean, my God, I met the guy who in those days was called Mr. Internet, Mark Graham, and I sat in on all his sessions. And it turned out he was a very friendly, approachable guy, and he took an interest in what I was trying to do, which was bring direct marketing principles to the Internet. We became friends and colleagues, and we did all kinds of great work, and that was the beginning of my Internet career. Had I not gone to that conference, I would have nothing today, okay, because that connection with Mark and the fact that he was willing, that personal connection that I made by physically going somewhere and being amongst a bunch of serious professionals in that field, that created the base for me to do the real learning that I needed to do to turn my ideas and my visions of what I was trying to accomplish into something real. We could think of lots and lots of stories like this. I referred to Perry Marshall earlier, author of The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, you know, one of the most respected people in internet marketing. Well, there was a time when Perry did internet marketing, but I would say, at a beginner's level, he was making things happen. He was very competent. He was very good. But he didn't really understand pay-per-click advertising. Just didn't know, because back in those days, nobody knew. So he made the decision. Now remember, he had just ended his working, his job. He was no longer employed by somebody else. He was trying to get a consulting business off the ground. Had mouths to feed back at home. Not an insignificant amount of money. He did his homework. He did his research. He thought about where he was and where he wanted to go. And based on all that, he decided to come and check us out. What happened? He got exposed to good education on pay-per-click marketing, right? Not hot air, not blue sky stuff, not pie-in-the-sky stuff, but real. Guys, here's how it really works. He took that ball, he ran with it, and the rest is history. Okay. You can only go so far with books and teleseminars and webinars and all this stuff. It's very interesting, it's very exciting, and certainly you can apply it and do things with it. Okay. But when it comes time for the big leap, you got to be with people that are real practitioners. You know, it takes a lot of guts to be in business, huh? In fact, I would say probably, you know, one of the most, you know, if there's just a handful of things that you have to be in business for yourself, to make your own income independent of, you know, the man, you really need courage. And there's going to be a lot of times when you're going to be asked to make a decision that's a stretch, okay? And that will never end, by the way. You know, as long as you want to make progress in life, that never ends. You'll always find yourself at these crossroads where it's like, okay, do I just sit on my rump here and, you know, stay in homeostasis? Or do I take an intelligent leap and really stretch? And that, you know, that the ability to have the courage to make that leap is integral to being an entrepreneur and to having your own thing. Now it's decision time. April 9th, we're starting with or without you. All these brilliant people with decades, some of them have experience under their belt, real experience under their belt, who have great, every one of them is a great teacher. Every one of them is very personable and willing to share with you on the breaks. This is not, if you know, 90% of my job sometimes is letting people know this is not like the seminars that you go to where the guy comes in and he gives his horrible sales pitch for an hour and a half and then flies off to his next sales pitch. My speakers are educators. They're professionals in what they do, and they also have a feeling for education. They come, they speak, they participate in the sessions, and they are available just like any other normal human being during the breaks and the lunches and the breakfasts and all the other things. It's our by the way, and it's not a strategy. It's our pleasure to do this. We love our business. We love our industry. We love to see new people come into it and succeed. It's a great joy. And I'll be honest with you, we make money from it. You know, the fact that Perry is successful has helped me. I mean, in every day I get some benefit from the fact that one of our students has gone out and done something great. And that applies to all of our students, you know, Lloyd Irvin and Greg Davis will be speaking and Ben Moskal and Howie Jacobson and just a long list of Kim Duszynski, who wrote the Ultimate Guide to Mobile Marketing. And the list just goes on and on. This enriches us. And we make money twice. We make money on the tuition, and we make money when our students go out and become successful and become colleagues who can then bring back good information to us. This is a community. It's a community of learners that really got started way back in 1994 when I put on my first internet seminar. And the attitude back then was, hey, this is new ground. We're all new to this. We all have our understanding of it. We all have our little piece of it. Let's sit down together and figure out how to get the big picture so that we can push this thing forward and push our own businesses forward. That's how we were thinking in 1994. We've never stopped thinking that way. It's always been our guiding principle. So should you come? Should you not come? Hey, I don't know. You're an adult. Make up your own mind, you know. But I've explained how a beginner should be looking at this. Beginners should be thinking, hey, I can do this, but I've got to get my fundamentals straight. I've got to get them solid. And I'm going to do that by coming to the system, and I will get the Smart Beginners Program, and I will work the Smart Beginners Program all the way through before the seminar begins. Or, you know, look, maybe you're a real beginner on this call, you don't have much money, you know, traveling is just out of the question. You know what? You should get our foundations course, smartbeginners.com. Just go there and get it. You know what? If you don't like it, hey, send it back, and we'll give you a refund. That's what we always do with everybody. So that's for beginners. If you're intermediate and advanced, I guarantee we're going to dazzle you. We're kind of low-key about, you know, in our advertising. We don't, you know, put a lot of, you know, razzle-dazzle. I'd rather like, you know, just calmly offer what we do, and then when you come, we'll dazzle you when you show up. But if you just look at the names and the backgrounds of the people that are coming. Friday night, Bob Bly, 3 decades in direct marketing, copywriting, who's got his own very successful online publishing business. Drayton Bird, one of the top direct marketing people ever, and certainly one of the greatest living direct marketing people. Greg Davis, CPA, Ben Moskal, affiliate marketing, David Rothwell, pay-per-click wizard who's now taking little-known facts, little-known potentials in the Google system and blowing them up and really changing the way internet marketing is being done. We have Timothy Seward, who handles, his company handles over 70 different major AdWords accounts. He sees all, he knows all. He's got some clients that pay $500,000 a month in advertising. You know, you don't think those guys know what they're doing? And they've got a lot to share with us. And then I didn't even get to tell you, we have a new friend who was introduced to us by my good friend Michael Campbell. Michael Campbell, by the way, the best SEO guy on earth. Just want to shout out to Michael, okay? Everybody should know that. Start with Michael and then go to everybody else. Well, Michael's up in British Columbia. Getting him to travel is not easy. He's too content. So he recommended somebody that he admires and looks up to, a guy who I've had a chance to spend some good time with named Mike Marshall. Mike Marshall is the guy that AOL hired when they wanted to create an integrated SEO system for their 300 full-time content producers. Okay? So key thing when you're creating content, it's good to create content, right? If you want to be a big traffic magnet on the internet, step one is create content. Step two is make sure all that content is created in such a way that facilitates search ranking. Okay? You need both sides of the equation for it to pay off. Right? So now you have AOL, multi-billion dollar company, trying to you know, reassert themselves on in the online media, devoting 300 employees. I mean, think of that. That's a big room full of people to crank out content, right? And they hired Mike to make sure that their content is created in such a way as to get maximum SEO content. This is one really, really smart guy who truly knows SEO. Because, look, if AOL could have gone to anybody, right? I mean, how many self-proclaimed SEO experts are there out there, right? Well, this contract was, you know, the mother lode of all SEO contract work, and Mike got it. And Mike happens to be, luckily for all of us, a really good teacher. He likes to teach this stuff as well as practice. So that's our lineup for System 2010. We do it once. We never do the same seminar twice because the internet is always changing. This is time to come and find out what's going on in internet marketing for real. So I encourage you, take a look. Take a good look. Think this through. Can you afford not to be there? If you're seriously in internet marketing, if you're seriously in direct marketing, if you have a product or service that you're trying to get out to the world, can you really afford to be dabbling in random information from sources that may or may not be credible? Can you really afford to do that? And how long can you afford to do that? Okay? You know, in life, but especially in business and especially in money making, time is of the essence. So I know what I do, and I put on the world's greatest internet marketing seminar. I've done it since 1994. We're doing it again in 2010. I would love to have you there. I hope you've benefited from all the free teleseminars we've given out. Those were given out, you know, with the desire to help you understand our industry and to help you start making progress in it. But the biggest bang that I can give you, the most impact I can have on you, is when you come to see us live and we can all be together and focused on the same thing for 2 days. If I could work that magic over the phone line, if I could work it over a webinar, you know, I would do it. I can't. I got to have you in the room for a couple of days with a bunch of the smartest people I know so that we can all make a big step forward in our understanding and our progress in our businesses. So it's thesystemseminar.com. The seminar starts April 9th in Chicago, easy to get to from almost any place in the world. We'd love to see you. Whether we see you or not, we're thinking about you. We want you to succeed. We want you to take advantage of everything that we've put out there over the years, and we're hoping for your success. So last time, the systemseminar.com.
Okay, we've got some questions coming in. So the first looks like it's from Pierre.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Pierre.
No, this is Alex. My first name is Alex.
Oh, okay, Alex. Well, we got you. Now, here's the ground rules for everybody, because I didn't state them. This call, and I think we put it out in the advertising, is really about, is this right for you? And so I'm happy to answer that on an individual basis, knowing your background. And I'll give you a straight answer. And if we don't have the right thing for you, I'll rack my brain here, and I'll try to figure out the right place to point you to. And since we only have about a half hour left now, and we have a bunch of people on the call, we're going to try to limit these calls to these Q&A to about 5 minutes. On previous calls, I would just let it run, but we have to be a little bit on a schedule now. So go ahead. What can I do for you?
I got with a coach last year, probably about a year ago, that was teaching internet marketing, and I put together a product like an e-book, a bartending e-book.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've been listening to the trainings. I put up a sales letter, all of that good stuff. I did the Google pay-per-click. I haven't really generated any sales or anything from it. So, I mean, that's really my internet marketing experience. I mean, I have learned how to put a web page up, which, I mean, I guess is pretty valuable after listening to some of the free trainings you guys do. I guess I'm just trying to figure out, am I at the point where, you know what I mean, I'm benefiting. Like, I understand, you know, getting a domain, you know, what sales letters are. I mean, obviously, I need to get better at copywriting, things like that. But I guess I'm just wanting to know, based on where I'm at, I haven't been able to generate, you know what I mean, really any sales.
Gotcha. Thanks. That's a really, really good question, and probably will be helpful to a lot of other people. There's a couple of things in our business. One of them is mechanical, and it sounds like you're getting a grasp on all the mechanics, you know, getting the web page up, getting an order system up, driving traffic, okay? Now, the mechanics only take you so far. The next piece of it is strategy and figuring out, okay, what is the best thing for me uniquely, or you uniquely, or whoever's listening on the call, to sell? There's a, I don't know if it's a myth or what to call it, but that just putting stuff on the internet and doing it technically right is going to result in sales. You really need to be able to look at marketplaces and figure out, okay, what has a good chance of working, and what do I need to make it work? And by what has a good chance of working, I mean, is there a market for it? Is there a hole in that market that specifically needs what it is that you're offering or can offer? And then what do I need to make it work? Do you have enough information to go out and get all the traffic you need to get to your site, to convert them and to turn them into customers and to keep them as customers? So it sounds to me like you're definitely on a beginner's place, but you're a smart beginner. I mean, you're not just dreaming about it. You're actually putting up the pages and buying the traffic and testing the results and seeing what's happening. It sounds to me, you know, what can I ask the product that you're marketing, what area it's in?
It's a bartending ebook. I mean, he said I should name it, like, you know, how to land a bartending job, make lots of money and tips, and score lots of women. That was the basis of the bartending book. But I'm listening to
okay.
you guys, and I guess
is that your book, or you're selling somebody else's book?
That's my book. That's my book.
Oh, it's your book.
I mean, it was somebody I was consulting with to kind of get ideas. But that's my book. That's my ebook.
Okay, got it. Wow. Without this turning into a consulting session, which I wouldn't mind, but I just don't have the time, because it's kind of an intriguing thing that you've got there. You know, you've got a marketplace that is there. I mean, there are people looking for jobs. There are certainly, you know, you can just drive around, read through the Yellow Pages and see ads for bartending schools. And then you throw in that extra mix of, you know, pick up girls. Well, that, you know, now you're really appealing very powerfully to the male part of the marketplace, which may be a good thing to do, because you'll get more focus from those readers. Are you committed to this? I mean, is this something that you're really excited about doing? Like, do you feel like, hey, you know, I can see myself doing this 5 years from now, working this market, making it bigger and expanding it? Or is it just something that, you know, you said, hey, you know, were you a bartender?
No. I mean, I know I used to be a promoter here in Chicago. So
oh.
I I knew, you know what I mean, like I knew a lot of bartenders. I knew some people, but it's not. I mean, I saw it as a niche where I could start off. I didn't see the niche as long term. I'm definitely going to be in internet marketing long term, but I didn't see the niches. I just saw the niches a topic for right now to kind of get my career off the ground.
Gotcha. And you know what? This, for everybody listening, this is the right way to go. Like, even if for whatever reason this particular operation, I'll call it, doesn't work, you know, it's okay, because it probably compels you to get your knowledge up on how to get a web page up and how to get the AdWords going and how to get the set up the sales process and set up the order taking system. So very often, I mean, very often, and I mean in my case and in everybody's case that I know of, you start with something that you kind of think will work, and it compels you to get your mechanics together. You get everything up, and it flops, you know. But did it really flop? Well, if the goal is to move you forward, you move forward. You now have the mechanical understanding of what it takes to promote anything online. You just need the right idea with the right marketplace and the right energy behind it. And I don't know what she. For me?
I was going to ask, do you still recommend the Ask campaign? Like, I guess I feel like I would have loved to have gotten more information before I had just put a product together. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if, because some of the teleseminars are maybe a couple of years old, but I don't know if that's something you guys are still recommending. Like, I guess I just would have, like, you know what I mean? The product is great, but I don't know if, is it what the marketplace was looking for?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's something that, you know, you may not be getting enough traffic. You may not be getting the right kind of traffic. You may not be getting traffic at the right price, given the price of the offer. I mean, there's so many variables to look into. But, you know, you've got your mechanics, which is really important. I got to say, for everybody, finding a right market is a matter. It's almost like cracking a safe. You know, if you remember the old movies where the safe cracker goes in and he puts his ear up to the safe and he turns the dial one way and he listens and he turns the dial another way and he's listening really intently. I mean, that is the best metaphor I can give for what finding a healthy market is. You start with an instinct, you start looking into things, you start testing little things, you start looking around and seeing what other people are doing. And you know, it's like being a detective too, in a way, huh? And See, putting up the website, cut and dried. Setting up your autoresponder, cut and dried. Buying traffic, cut and dried. Writing an ebook, cut and dried. You know, it's like there's nothing to it. That sense of how to find markets and how to exploit markets, that is an instinct that you develop through time and trial and error. And I'll also say talking to people that have done it. So I guess in your case, I'd say that you're in Chicago? You actually live in Chicago?
Yeah, I live in Chicago, yeah.
Oh man, so no airfare, no hotel. That's going to help. You're going to be with a lot of people that have cracked this code and figured out how to sense out markets and know when they're working and know when they're not working. We're going to hear from Drayton Bird, who's, you know, done this probably thousands of times in the last 50 years. Different people have different ratios, but some people say, you know, only 1 out of 20 businesses started by even smart people, people that are accomplished and experienced, is what I really mean to say, experience, bear fruit, you know, and that's why you have to have the ability to, like, test something very inexpensively, research it very inexpensively. If it's not showing promise, drop the ball and go to the next one and go to the next one and go to the next one until you get that. You see there's some fire, and then you pour fuel on the fire and really work it. So I would say that the big question for you is, how serious am I about internet marketing? And you don't have to answer it to me out loud, but just really, that's something for you to think out. And are you willing to come, and it's going to be investment, obviously, and hang out with people that really do this, and also take the sessions. The sessions, you know, I don't want to understate the value of the sessions, but in reality, it seems that most of the benefit comes from people just hanging out with people and talking. I think your big question is, do I really want to make internet marketing and internet promotion my thing? And I just want to say one last thing for you in particular. If you can promote in the real world, which you can, right? You've done that. And you know the kind of energy it takes. So you promoted live events, like club events and stuff like that? Or?
Live events. And, I mean, I used to do events, too, because I used to be a network marketer, like, a while back. I mean, while I was in college, so we were pretty good with that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then you know in a way that some people on the call might not know, you know the kind of energy, and I don't know how else to describe it, but the kind of energy and force of mind that you have to put behind something to make it work, like in an event, right?
Yeah.
You can't do it in a casual way. You're all in, you know? And that's a very valuable learning that you have. Now you've got your internet mechanics down. That's very valuable. You got that out of the way. You know, you broke the ice on that. All you need to do is figure out, and this is something that you'll be helped by if you're hanging around with other internet marketers, is take that energy that you already know is necessary and put it into the right opportunity online. So in your case, I would be strongly leaning to you coming into seminar. I absolutely would. Especially since you're in Chicago, you just have to get on the blue line and you'll be out there in, like, you know, no time at all.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Yeah, good luck to you,
okay.
and stay in touch with us. Okay, team, who's next?
We have Richard Dacre. Richard? Richard,
yeah,
are you there?
Yeah,
hey, Richard.
I actually went to the system seminar back in November 2008, and I feel like I should let somebody else, you know, have a crack at this. I know it would be beneficial for me. It's like everything I've done up to this point is, yeah, this has been the single most frustrating thing I've ever tried to do in my life.
Internet marketing?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, and I hope that we've been upfront always. This is a profession. It's an industry. It's got tremendous upside, and it requires heavy dues. You know, I mean, there's just no way around it. And I know everybody else, or other people, not everybody, but a lot of people are out there, you know, pointing at how easy, you know, so-called easy, and so on. It's tough. I mean, I started in '93, and I didn't start getting traction that I could be proud of, good Lord, until, I don't know, 97, 98, and it was nothing to write home about. I didn't really hit my stride until the late 90s, early 2000s, you know? I had no one to guide me at all. I had to figure it out all myself, and the industry was new, and we didn't have any tools. So it is, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to find challenges. You're going to, like, hit walls and go, how the heck do I get around this wall? And I want to leave you with something, huh? And then we're going to go to the next caller.
What was that?
Two things. I want to leave you with something now, and then I want to go to the next caller.
Yeah, because I still have a website. My problem has been, it's like, well, who do you trust? And all the money I've spent to have people build sites, well, either they just suddenly become unavailable, or they don't know what they're doing. What they put up is crap. Money I spend for direct mail to lead people to the site. I mean, I end up taking the site down because it's so ugly that I just couldn't even bear to have anybody come to the site and think that that's what my company's all about.
Great.
So
great.
I've got nothing.
Great. Okay. But you're talking about, you know, I didn't build sites for you, and, you know, I can't talk about
yeah,
what
no,
somebody
no,
else
I totally
about.
Understand.
However, I can say this, and Bettina, who's on the call, will confirm this. The reason we did the system seminar in 2002, and it was only meant to be a one-time thing, was because I saw a lot of people in your situation. And Bettina, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we were just in the car with a friend of Bettina's, and my God, what did they spend to build a website?
$40,000.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're kidding. It's 2010, and people are still getting taken to the cleaners by these web companies. The reason we put our class on in 2002 was I just said, look, let's just for once just lay it out for people so that at least they can listen to something and understand what to do and what not to do. And you know, back in those days, we were seeing people spend, you know, $10,000, $15,000 on websites in the same situation as you, ending up with nothing. Here's the thing for everybody listening, and then I do have to get to the next questioner. You're the quarterback. In an internet marketing business, you're the quarterback, which means – you can never, ever hand over the design and the business strategy and the programming to anybody, just anybody. You have to know precisely, like you're literally calling the place. You have to know where you want the receiver to go. You have to know where the handoff is going to be, and so on. And too many people find somebody who's, you know, silver-tongued, and the guy says, yeah, I know all about web design. Just give me $10,000 or whatever, and I'll take care of it. And it just, you just can't do it that way. You need to be with a group of people who've done this for years, who know who's good and who's not good. And then you need to be in a place where you're running the thing, not letting other people run your situation. And believe me, we've all been there. I've had programmers drive me nuts. I mean, not anymore. I've got a wonderful programmer, Steve Goyette. But I've wasted as much money as anybody on the same kind of thing. I went into something I didn't fully grasp. I tried to, you know, do this elaborate programming, and I wasted years of time and a countless amount. Yeah, every business person you're ever going to run into your life can tell you at least one story about going down the wrong path, spending a lot of money they shouldn't have or wish they hadn't, and being in that situation. And so I'm going to leave you with this, and then I have to get to the next person. Everybody has problems. Successful people figure out how to solve their problems. Okay, can I get to the next questioner, please?
Okay. That's going to be Ted Cantle. Ted?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted. Where are you at, Ted? And what can I do for you?
Yeah, thanks a lot for these calls. I was planning on coming to your to Chicago, and I have a home hardware product that I was going to promote, and I had about $20,000 in financing that was lined up to get started with it, and my financing just all fell through, and so I'm kind of back at square one. I'm right at this point. I've pretty much resolved that I'm not going to carry on with that product, and so I guess my options are all open now. I'm like, do I go back and start job hunting, or do I, you know, look at internet marketing opportunities and what I can do in that area? And
okay,
I'm at.
Go ahead. Okay,
I'm just wondering, would it open my eyes to ways to make money online without any product of my own? I guess is what I'm wondering.
So just so I understand, you had a physical product, huh, that you intended to market?
Yes.
And you were going to sell it through like hardware stores or to hardware distributors?
That was going to be part of it, and also online as well.
Online as well.
Yeah.
Great. And you to pull that off, you needed a certain level of funding, and you thought you had it, and like for so many people, by the way, I hear this story every day these days. It's not there. Could be a blessing in disguise. Have you ever marketed a product before?
I have. I've got a lot of marketing background, and I know the basics of. I'm pretty good with the basics of internet marketing as far as websites and that sort of thing, but as far as beyond that, that's not much.
Okay. Well, then in your case, and this is very much like our first caller.
Yeah.
You've got a foundation. Huh? You're comfortable with the basics of the mechanics, which is important to get that covered. But you've also got experience of taking things and ideas and products and maybe services even and putting them in front of people and getting sales accomplished. So
right.
this puts you in a different place. I would say, hey, you know, it's 2010. Like it or not, and I frankly I'm amazed at how things are evolving, but like it or not, the internet just seems to be gobbling up everything. And either you make peace with the internet and get good at it and know how to market through it, or you're going to be in, you know, I don't know where. And I'm not saying this to scare people. I'm not saying this to say, oh, you got to come to my seminar or you won't make it. But in our era, in our time, in this day, the internet is the 10,000-pound gorilla in the world of business, and I just can't see any downside to you to getting with some of the best internet and direct marketing people around, and I mean that. I mean
yeah.
They're the best. I don't know where you'd find better people, honestly. I can't see any downside to you to come into our event. I just can't see it. And the upside is you know you're gonna get insight and knowledge and a much deeper understanding of internet marketing than you can really get on your own. Plus, you'll be rubbing elbows with a lot of very accomplished, friendly people. That's the other thing. It's hard to convey until you've been to one of our events. Is these things are set up to create friendships and colleagues, and as well as convey information. Well, we've been doing this for years with the longest running seminar. We do it because we like to see each other, and we like to bring new people into our circle, and we love our industry, and we love to see new people come in and do well. So it's very different than just sitting in a room and hearing a bunch of people blather on and on. You're going to get great information, and you're going to be in an environment where you're going to be able to sit down and talk with people who are doing this for real, and see what they're doing and how they're doing it, and explain your situation in greater detail to them. And it's getting to the point where my students are smarter than me. I mean, it's embarrassing to admit, but that's where we're at. You know, I just sort of keep the boat moving forward. But believe me, the people in the audience, and I'm not even talking about the guys on stage who are very smart. I'm talking about the people just sitting in the audience are some of the smartest people I know. And in internet marketing, many of them now run circles around me. You know, again, not happy to admit that, but that's our environment. And so for you, there's no downside. And I want to stress to everybody, this is not a trivial amount of money. I don't take it lightly, huh? So if you come to our thing, right? This is for everybody listening. This has always been our policy. And I forget, team, when is the point where people can just say, hey, you know,
Saturday at noon.
Okay, Saturday at noon. You will have experienced all day. You'll have experienced the Friday night session, which includes the networking, where you'll actually get to meet and see who's actually there. You know, it'll be really clear Friday night, the quality of the people at our event. Then you're going to get the morning sessions, which are going to be me. Who's else coming up in the morning?
You keep changing
the schedule around. And that throws us off.
Well, you, certainly. Ben Moskal, who is so awesome.
Okay, so... So you'll have that experience. You'll have Bob Live Friday night, our networking, where you really get to see the quality of the people at the event. You'll hear my remarks. You'll hear Ben Moskal, everybody should listen to Ben's interviews or Ben's free interviews, and you'll get a sense of who he is. He's a guy that was a lawyer. He thought he wanted to be a lawyer. He realized being a lawyer was horrible, and he went out and figured out how to make all this stuff work for himself. He'll be speaking, and then we're going to have a kind of an open session right after Ben and I where people can ask questions. And by noon, you'll have a really good sense of what's going on. And you know what? At that point, if you say, you know what, man, this is really, I'm in the wrong place. This is really, I can't do this. But we'll give you money back. You know, we have no problem with that. We want to make sure everybody's comfortable. So for you, I'd say there's no downside. There's just no downside. And you kind of, at this point, need to be with some group like ours. If not ours, you got to be with somebody like us because it's time. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that helps me a lot. And thanks for that.
Okay. Great. Team, do
we
have any other
caller? Yep.
Okay, great.
Pat Sluss, are you there, Pat?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, good. Hey, Pat.
Hi. I have a couple of questions for you. I'm very interested in your course. I used to be an engineer and a technical writer. I have two websites up right now, but they're through other people like Etsy. I have my jewelry on. I have a photography website, but I was trying to do an ebook. I did some research, and it looks like there's too many of them and too much free information. It was on natural cleaning products.
Okay.
And it just didn't look promising.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on that call. Making money from natural cleaning products.
Uh-huh.
And from the information about natural cleaning products is probably close to impossible. So you made a really good call because there is just so much free information out there, and then there are the vendors who sell the stuff in the stores. So
thank you for making me feel like I made the right decision on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I have another talent, and I am also a grant writer, And I wanted to do that online, but I thought, well, okay, maybe I could do a couple of e-books, and then I could offer some research or grant writing, but there's only one of me, and I didn't know if, you know, I would get too loaded up or what
well,
you thought of the grant writing online.
I got that. I don't know this particular industry intimately, but I know enough about it to say pretty conclusively that there are very successful offers online selling. Now, there's where you could sell information because people want to know about grants. They want to know about free money, and they are absolutely, no question, willing to pay for information that leads them to the hope of getting grants and free money. So that is very real. And I think if you just were to Google a bit, which I'm sure you have, and just trace the thread, you're going to see lots and lots of businesses doing that. Now, some people might say, well, gee, there's so many businesses doing that. It's too competitive, and therefore I should find something else. And the answer to that is twofold. One, if there are lots of people doing it, it means it's lucrative. So it means it's a big market, and it means there's probably room for somebody with a new angle. Okay? Very important, somebody with a new angle. Not another Me Too person with their hand out, but somebody who looks at this marketplace and goes, they're doing A, B, and C, but nobody's doing D. I'll be the person that does D. So that's the opportunity in the grant industry, and it's the opportunity. Actually, I just gave you the formula for any opportunity in any industry. Look for an industry. This is for everyone listening. Look for an industry that's got a lot of action, and study it, and see everything that they're giving, and see the pieces that they're missing, and you be the person that brings the missing pieces. So this is an area where you could make money selling information, especially since you have real experience of writing grants. Grant writing. Yeah, so providing, and this is you have a great story. So you're not just someone that said, hey, I need to do an e-book, and I've heard that grants are a good thing, and they're hot. So I'll whip together an e-book. I'll hire someone in India to write one for $1 a page. And well, this is yeah, you laugh, but a lot of people go take this route. But you're a person that actually has depth in the subject, so you actually have a lot to offer. The other thing that you have that you should be really encouraged by, because I was a technical writer long ago, as was Bob Bly, by the way, interestingly enough. And what is technical writing? Technical writing is taking really kind of complicated, confused, messed up stuff and trying to make it comprehensible so that, you know, someone else can follow the manual and operate the machine or the program or whatever it is. And creating marketing systems and creating businesses is really, it's a lot like technical writing in a way. I mean, you have to kind of figure out, you know, what's the important piece here and what's the piece that has to connect to that and what's the next thing that people have to understand to move forward. It's very similar. So you've got a pretty good background between the writing and the tech writing and your knowledge of grants.
Well, and I'm taking a class on Dreamweaver now so that I can build my own website, and I don't think that'll be a problem.
That's really important. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, don't learn to make websites. You know, that's manual labor. Hire somebody else. Well, the guy that said that, he was lucky. The guy that says that the most, he was lucky because we actually built all his websites for him for 5 years because he was a friend of ours. If he hadn't had that relationship, he wouldn't have been able to give that advice to people. You really need to have your own ability to make web pages. At some point, you're going to farm it out. But it's especially when you're a beginner, you know, it's a paradox. You know, when you're a beginner, you have to kind of do everything, even when you don't know how to do everything. But you know what? We all face that paradox in the beginning. We all have to just muddle through it and make it work. So I'm glad you're learning how to put up web pages. It's fundamental. Either you have to have somebody in your circle that will do it for you that you can rely on, or you have to be able to do it. So you're doing the right thing.
One question here is, so that it isn't all my labor all the time, should I more try to just do take a different slant on it and a new angle and try to do some ebooks to sell more than my labor?
Okay, that kind of is hinting at another theme that floats around in the internet marketing world, that, you know, labor is bad, and if you're working, you're actually stupid, and, you know, all the smart guys
lying.
I know you didn't, but I just want to, I have to talk about this, because there, I know that's what's on people's minds when they hear this issue. And the thing is, yeah, obviously, I mean, first of all, it's nice to make money, just, you know, at all, right? Second, it's nice to make money from your own thing that you control, that's yours, that nobody can fire you from, okay? Now, you know, third thing, it's nice to as much as possible, automate as much of that as possible and do as little of the actual manual work as possible. That's the third thing. But, I know it's not you, but I just want to make sure that other people listening understand this. So a lot of people go, well, you know, they'll go, well, I don't want to do that business because that requires manual labor. And I'm like, dude, there's still business on earth that anyone can ever operate that doesn't require the owner working. I'm sorry about to blow the bubble on that fantasy, but it just doesn't exist. So as a beginner, huh, as somebody that's trying to get traction, I wouldn't worry too much at first about, you know, to minimize my labor and all that. I would think about, how do I get points on the scoreboard? How do I get people coming to my site? How do I convert these people into profitable prospects? What you will find, too, I mean, you could probably hire people at some point down the line to assist in the grant writing process, right? And having that service would be a really good thing, because it's a nice upsell. You can sell the information, and they can come, and they buy, and they learn, and they go, wow, this is too hard. I need to pay somebody $1,000 or whatever or more to write the thing, and then you've got that service in place. So I would be more concerned with just getting points on the scoreboard, getting traffic coming to you, converting things, and then start fine-tuning exactly, you know, do I want to do it personally? Do I want somebody else to do it? Because for everybody in the beginning, you got to do it yourself personally. So,
and
why
I don't
not
mind
just,
doing that. I just thought maybe I would get kind of overwhelmed or something, maybe not. But I thought about offering like maybe one or two e-books on something a little different than other people had on the grant writing process or research. And
yep.
Then my services for, you know, I'd rather just do it for research, but I could do
it. Well, that's fine. Then offer that. No, then offer that. And that's a great, for everybody who has a service, that's a great tried and true formula. Put out some information either for sale or for free that points people to you, educates them, and lets them know that you're the expert. That way when they call you up to actually do a project with you, they're ready to work and they're ready to give you the time and respect you need to do the work for them. Very, very important,
okay.
Simple formula to follow for everybody. So, you definitely have a lot of stuff to work with, your tech writing background, your grant writing background, your willingness to learn.
Now I have one other challenge. The other challenge is I can buy the home study program, but I could not come to Chicago because I had chemicals dumped on me and I'm environmentally ill, which means I can't get around, you know, chemicals and perfumes and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So do you have any other thing that you offer to, does your home study program, is it mostly the same as the seminar or not as much?
Gotcha. Okay, the seminar every year is new. And the seminar every year is, again, reviewing fundamentals with world-class experts and looking at, okay, what's at the cutting edge of this thing and how do we get on the right side of it? Okay. Mm-hmm. The home study course is, which we updated, by the way, for 2010, is fundamentals of marketing strategy, market research, target marketing, picking the market to go after, analyzing markets, testing markets, all that kind of important stuff, copywriting, opt-in generation.
Is that the right place for me to go?
Absolutely. Well, if you're not able to travel, you know, sometimes we're in these situations where, you know, can't do a certain thing. But you, for you, absolutely, absolutely. And I really should say that to everybody. This is not a call meant to promote the home study course. But there are probably a lot of people listening on the call who, for whatever reason, can't make it to Chicago this year. Fine. Again,
I would
we call
to.
It. Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. You know, and we call it Smart Beginners because it's my reaction to, you know, Internet for Dummies or Internet for Idiots. I just don't like those titles. You know,
yeah.
People are smart. You know, if people that are interested in this stuff are smart, and they just need the right guidance and they'll figure it out. So that's the theory behind the title of the course. But it is comprehensive. It is how to think about marketing, how to think about markets, how to come up with market ideas, how to test market ideas, how to refine market ideas, and then how to take those ideas and put them into systems, into traffic generation systems and conversion systems. So we have stuff about copywriting. We have stuff about lead generation. It's a very comprehensive course, not only in how to think through all the marketing problems, but both then we'll also then have, and I don't have the right number, but it's anywhere from 12 to 15 videos that show you how to get through some of the mechanical things in case you don't know the mechanics yet. So it's a course that covers the mechanical basics, but it's also a course in how to think about marketing. Marketing is really a thinking kind of a job, you know, and it's a little bit like playing chess. You know, you kind of have to know the pieces and know which way they can move and know the different patterns you can put them in. And, you know, you may have seen me on calls and I can like solve people's marketing problems almost as fast as they, you know, tell me what they are. Why? Because I've done it for so many years. I've learned how to think that way, huh? And so when you're a beginner, you don't have the advantage of that. You know, it's all kind of new. Even if you've done promotion, even if you've done writing, you kind of only know your little, not little, but your area of that, of marketing, or your area of writing. I've seen hundreds, probably thousands of businesses now. I've been involved in dozens and dozens of enterprises. I've got hundreds of students who report to me on what they do. So you're getting the benefit of that kind of insight in the Smart Beginners course. It's in there. I put it in there. If you work your way through it, you absolutely will change. I will absolutely take the way you look at marketing and make it way more sophisticated and move you a couple of years forward. So that's what I would do for you. And do we have other courses? You know, we've got a very intense advanced copywriting course, huh? But I would rather... It's expensive. I think it's three times the course of the cost of the Smart Beginners. I'd rather you, in fact, I wish I could insist, but you know, I'd rather that you do the beginners, what I call beginners course, and get all that stuff sorted out, you know, on a very deep level, and then go on to the other stuff. That's my advice for everybody. And if for people that are listening, smartbeginners.com. That's where you go for our beginners home study course. So that's my advice to you. And yep, I think we've got enough questions from you.
yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You've got a lot of the raw material you need to do this, and I wish you well, and you're very courageous, you know, to do with what you can with the circumstances you've got, you know. It's good.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Okay,
okay.
Kim, that's about it on the...
Wow. Okay, so we're good on the Q&A. We're good on my opening... description of what I think of is the way to think about this. What's the issue here? Well, the issue is on April 9th, System Seminar 2010 begins. This is the longest running internet marketing seminar on earth. Many people, including me, say it's the best, but I'm not the only one. Our goal is to make sure that everything we do is rooted in fundamental common sense that works. And our second goal is to make sure that we know where the industry's headed and that we're ahead of the curve for you and bringing you along. And our third goal, which I talked about a little bit, and maybe we'll end on this, is we are a community. We're not a traveling circus. We have guys that come back year after year after year, both as attendees and as faculty members. And, you know, none of us think we know it all. Some of us have been at it a little bit longer. Some of us have specialized expertise in certain areas. We're there to teach. We're also there to learn. We're there to inspire. We're also there to be inspired ourselves. We value everybody's experience. Everybody has something to offer, even if you're the rawest beginner. You're bringing some kind of experience from the world that we don't have, and so we value that. So we would love to see you in Chicago. It is an event like no other in the world of internet marketing. Hey, in the world of marketing. I just don't know one like it. So it's April 9th, System Seminar 2010. To register, go to thesystemseminar.com. www.mortgagebrokerlaw.com, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Chicago. And if you're not able to come to Chicago, definitely look into our home study course, Smart Beginners. But if you're into this business, bottom line, if you're serious about internet marketing, and that's only a decision you can make, I can't project that. You know, I don't know. So you have to look into your own head and heart about it. If you're serious about internet marketing, there is no better place to go to get into our industry. There never has been, and there isn't today. And as long as I'm teaching, you know, we're probably going to be the place to go. And by the way, as long as I'm teaching, will I teach forever? I got to put this out there. I've got other things on my plate. Every year could be the last year of a system seminar. It's not necessarily something that you can count on always being around. That's just a fact. So if you're serious about internet marketing, if you want to get with a great community of people, if you want to learn from literally world-class authorities with printed books who have bestsellers in the marketing arena, who have years, sometimes decades of experience, high-class experience, high-level experience under their belt, thesystemseminar.com. So good luck to everybody. Whatever you do, whatever you're involved in, you know, it's wonderful to have the chance to talk to people who are working to become something more. It takes courage. Huh? It takes determination. It takes heart. And I appreciate knowing you all, and I'll see you in Chicago.